Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, you lovely things. Welcome to the Football Ramble Premier League preview show, sponsored by Bet365. My name is Marcus Speller and Jim Campbell's here.
Hello.
Luke Moore's here.
All right.
And Pete Donaldson's here.
What sorcery is this? What show is this?
Well, allow us and jump in when you feel comfortable.
All right,
Peter,
then.
We've talked about this before. Do not question it.
Stop touching my leg.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. That's not your leg. although often mistaken for one. Mm. Let us get things underway, chappies, with Liverpool versus Chelsea. It's the big one.
Mm.
It is the big one, Jim.
It's one of a series of big ones.
But there's a lot riding on it. Klopp's first big test.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you say against Chelsea?
Yeah. It's...
And another acid test for Mourinho.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because Mourinho, I mean, he's lost six of his last 12 Premier League games, which is astounding because he lost six in 64 before that.
Yeah.
So you look at the form going into this game. Chelsea seem to be being managed by the ghost of Mourinho. Liverpool have a new manager. So it's kind of difficult to judge anything that may happen on what's gone before because it's wide open. But what I will say is I'm a little concerned for Liverpool that they don't have enough up top if Benteke can't make it because he's touch and go at the moment. So
yeah.
They may struggle there. But that said, Chelsea might just implode.
Do you think it's the fact that it's at Stamford Bridge, do you think Mourinho will take solace from that? Or do you think the atmosphere around the club is quite toxic at the moment? So
well,
he'd rather be away from home.
I think the fans have still been pretty good with Mourinho. They've voiced their support a lot. So I think he'll be delighted that that's at home, personally. And, you know, they know what the job is. They know what they have to do. They have to start getting back into form. They have to start winning. Liverpool's a good scalp. Klopp is a good scalp, you know.
I feel a bit about it like this, the way I felt about the Chelsea-Villa game. Do you remember when Chelsea played Villa and it was such a big game for both teams at that point?
Yeah.
Because Sherwood was trying to hold on to his job, which obviously he inevitably wasn't able to do. But Mourinho and Chelsea needed a win so badly. And I feel the same way with this because, although it's very early days and Klopp, of course, got a win with the League Cup in the League Cup in midweek against Bournemouth, they still need a Premier League win. And I'll tell you what, it'd be a great start for him to kick off with a win at Stamford Bridge, which...
Yeah.
Recent problems notwithstanding, wins at Stamford Bridge do not come along very often.
No, they don't. But there's a lot of talk that, you know, if Mourinho does lose this game, then he could be off. And I mean, obviously, he'll know better than that if it's to be known better.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it, to think Mourinho could be off?
You bet. They've got no chance of winning the league, though, have they?
No, of
Which
course
is, you
not.
Know,
I'm just worried about people mentioning the word acid test to Mourinho because he might actually bring some acid out and start threatening players with it.
Interestingly enough, I mean, despite what we've all just said there, we know Chelsea are in disarray. We all agree on that. But they're still favourites for this game. I mean, bet365 odds for Chelsea to win this game, 21-20. So if you put £50 on it, you get £102.50 back.
It's going to be a lot of people putting a lot of money on that, surely.
Liverpool are out 13-5. So, of course, all these odds are subject to change. But, I mean, it just makes me wonder. People are talking about Liverpool the whole time, right? So we're all talking... Sorry, about Chelsea the whole time. Mm. Chelsea are bad. Chelsea are having a mare. They're still favourites for this game.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And the bookies generally don't get it wrong. So is there something we're missing here, is what I'm saying?
Well, I think that Liverpool aren't that good at the moment.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the previous manager went because the results weren't great. And as you say, you know, Klopp... It's difficult. I'm not saying he's done badly or, come on, what's up with you? You've been in the job over a week now.
Exactly.
It's understandable that it's going to take a little time.
Yeah, they've won
a patchy squad with a guy who's got to work out how to get the best out of it.
That's right.
Make the best pattern.
They've won one league game in their last eight, Liverpool. And just, I really wanted to finish off by saying this thing about Chelsea being perhaps a little bit... it's a difficult one to call, of course, but Liverpool are 66-1 to win the Premier League. Chelsea are 33-1. So basically, the market is saying that Chelsea are much more likely to win the Premier League at this point than Liverpool are. I find that really interesting.
That is quite interesting. Yeah, but Chelsea have a manager who's won the Premier League, lest we forget. Mm. But they're 11 points off the top, which is it seems ridiculous.
It's still a home game, though, isn't it?
I think they'd prefer it to be away because he could park the bus. He can't really... Well, I mean...
He can do what he likes. We've seen a million times from Mourinho who do what he likes.
Look at how West Ham dealt with Chelsea last week. Yeah. What they did was they knew their away form was better than their home form. Mm. Bilic knew that against Chelsea at home, the fans, who can be difficult down there, aren't expecting West Ham to go at Chelsea. So they just played on the break, as we said on Monday. They played on the break and it worked well. Liverpool could possibly do this as well, I think. Mm. Look at the players they've got. They've got a bit of pace in their team. They've got a little bit of trickery here and there. I think Nathaniel Clyne scored midweek, did he not?
He did.
So he could be a weapon for them as well. It's funny, most of it pains me to say it. I could see Liverpool win this game, I really can, because the atmosphere is so toxic at Chelsea at the moment, and they've just been knocked out on penalties, which is a sickening way to go. They had to play 120 minutes. They couldn't beat Stoke, who had 10 men for the whole of extra time. It's all pointing towards it, as I was saying. Yeah. That said, I did say last week there'd be loads of goals in the Manchester derby, so you can take all
your... The other previous one, right?
That's true, yeah.
That's the problem with a preview show, I guess. You do have to make a lot more predictions.
This is why we've never done a preview show before.
Wait, at the moment, it's 1 out of 2.
Okay.
Yeah. All right? Okay. So, and he's still riding hard from the Tim Sherwood.
It's a better win percentage than Tim Sherwood, I'll tell you that.
And Jose Mourinho,
the points are at least dished out in a fairer way on this show. Because we're wrong or we're not. But I think at the moment, Jose Mourinho is going through his own personal falling down. Yeah. And if they lose to Liverpool, that this could be the proper denouement.
No, what he'll do, he'll go around the corner, he'll try and buy... It reminds me of an old Vic and Bob sketch where they have the main character of falling down go into a shop and he buys a clip on, and it's £1.50. He goes, £1.50? And he just goes mad.
Yeah.
it's not going to be anything to do with football that sets him off. His telly's not going to work.
Yeah. Totally.
Or his drains are going to be blocked or something.
Actually, he did a few games ago, didn't he? Blamed... Their laptop. So the laptop didn't work, so we couldn't prepare for the game.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Manage the team. Well,
to be fair, lunatic.
Him and Big Sam are kindred spirits there.
Yeah. I think Eva Canero put a virus on it, I reckon.
it's all her fault, isn't
all
it? All Dr. Eva.
Well, you know.
Dr. Evil, like. Hey, I think. Do we think that Mourinho might go soon?
I was going to ask you that next. If they do lose to Liverpool, what are they going to do?
Well, the speculation mounting is that Monaco are lining him up, which would be a handy exit strategy, wouldn't it, for him personally?
Got a lot of money now, haven't he?
Indeed.
And he likes to spend a lot.
PSG
of money.
PSG have tried to get him a few times, and they haven't been able to. I heard he's been linked with them.
Would he want to leave on a massive cloud? He generally hasn't done that.
I don't think he will want to
leave. Exclusively done that, hasn't he?
Chelsea, it was a funny one. Inter, yeah. His sort of contract sort of came to the end. Real Madrid,
we'll remember that. Mm.
But he's never been this far down a league table, surely, when he's left.
I don't think so, no. Mm. Well, of course, when he left Inter, he was riding high. Yeah. Real Madrid, it wasn't the best of seasons by their own high standards, but it was a semi-final of the Champions League and second
players,
in the league.
I can't see players running into a car park and crying as he left like he did at Inter.
But even with that, and even with him winning the treble, relations with him and the... And the board had got really bad, hadn't they? And it would become really public. Mm.
This is the thing with Mourinho at the moment. If it was just results, I actually think that they would give him a bit longer.
Yeah.
I think that...
He'd earned a lot more.
Yeah, he has.
And he's earned the right for that, I think we can agree. Because football does throw up these funny things. It's not often, but it is quite odd. And Juventus are a good example of another side who were so high last season and struggling. Yes, they lost more players than Chelsea. But still... It's the reputation of the club. He's beginning to tarnish that. His methods are all very well when you're winning, but when you start losing and you continue with this, and Abramovich is a very, very, well, proud man, I would imagine. Mm. He's a lot of other things, according to other people. We're not going to go into that. You know, but all the sentiment in the world, all the this, that and the other, you do not become a billionaire by being indecisive and compassionate.
I think Abramovich wants the club to be nice and smooth running.
Yes.
You never see Abramovich give interviews or anything like that. He likes to keep in the background for a number of different reasons.
Yep.
I think part of the reason he wants Guardiola is not because he's a brilliant coach.
No scandal.
Because he just runs things smoothly. Things will tick over. There won't be any histrionics. I mean, Guardiola, the closest Guardiola's been to proper histrionics was when that Mourinho was Madrid, and he lost his he lost his biscuit at that press conference that time. But other than that, he's generally pretty straightforward.
That's in comparison to Mourinho raking Barcelona team coaches' eyes.
Exactly. There's the juxtaposition right there.
Two very different methods. Yeah. No, actually, there was two events because Pep Guardiola once put one of his cardigans in the wash and it shrank. he went postal.
Wrong temperature.
That's right.
Wrong temperature.
I know. Took him minutes to buy another one and get over it.
Well, we'd certainly look forward to talking about the aftermath about this at the start of the next working week. Manchester United away to Palace. Palace not been on the best of form. They've had a couple of losses.
It's starting to happen, people. Come on. Get on the bus.
Well, I tell you what,
this actually could work out so well for you.
The penalty decisions that Palace didn't get at Leicester and Pardew, it's bubbling.
It's bubbling hot, hot, hot. I'm loving it.
He's suppressing a lot of swear words.
Well, and you know what Van Gaal's like with a press conference and all? He'll say something like, well, Palace were really lucky, or I can't believe we had to play football on this dingy little place and pitch, and Pardew will go. Could this be the weekend that Pardew blows his top?
Joking aside, never get on a bus driven by Pete.
What do you mean?
That's the first thing you need to remember. If Pete's clapping at you, driving a bus saying, get on the bus, do not get on it.
It's the magical mystery tour.
I'm HGV licensed.
Are you?
No.
No. How have you got a normal license?
You printed out an HGV license.
Got a provisional.
Are you LVG licensed?
LGBT, yeah.
Louis Van Gaal.
Are the wheels coming off for Palace? I mean, they've only lost their last two.
The wheels coming off for Pardew.
Oh, for Pardew.
And his England quest, he's going to flip, isn't he?
To be fair, though, the England quest is a narrative that we ourselves have projected onto him.
But it's
the
picking
England
up steam.
The England Quest sounds like the worst video game on the spectrum ever. England Quest.
To be fair, Jim,
you are injured.
To be fair, you have missed a penalty.
You are Peter Beardsley. You have drank from the ugly orb.
You have not been considered.
But to be fair, Jim, Pardew has kept saying, oh, give me one major tournament, I'll do it. Yeah. So he does want it. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
But I think he wants it now and he can't have it now and he's scared that he's going to mess it up at Palace. And oh, it's delicious. I'm loving it. And Newcastle have got like loads of easy games in the next few weeks.
Pete,
brilliant.
Is it safe to say you've kept pretty quiet until now?
I'd love it. I'd love it.
I mean, you know where that goes.
I'd love it if they sacked him. Love it.
Would you take Newcastle getting relegated and Pardew being sacked?
I think I might, actually, Jim.
He's got a choice about the first one. I mean, he's in remarkably bullish form for a man whose team have lost six games in a row against their
legs. Jet lag he is.
I've got 6 points from 10 games and he's 19th in the Premier League.
Basically, what you're saying, Jim, there is face the inevitability, but would you like
a bonus?
Just look after the little things, the Pardew situation. The big things will sort themselves
out. I think I'll speak on behalf of Marcus, Jim and I when I say, get your own house in order.
So I'm not wearing any trousers.
Here's an amazing stat about Palace. They've never beaten Man United in the Premier League. The last time they beat them in the league was, I believe, on the last day of the last season of the old Division 1.
It's a hell of a stat,
So, this looks like a Man United win, does it not?
But
Palace are 13-5 with Bet365 to win this game against United at home. So you get £180 back from a £50 bet. But would you be interested in backing them given their most recent form? Two fairly disappointing results. I mean, they lost the game, of course, but in the context of them losing at home to West Ham, West Ham have been good away from home, but there's a comprehensive defeat. Of course, they lost to Leicester as well. So their games at Palace, certainly Pardew, you know what he's like. He'll be targeting those as wins. Mm. So it's not the thing you want when your two games are on the spin in defeats, Man United coming to town.
I think Palace will win. And I think the reason why they win, Manchester United, they've only scored 15 goals in 10 league games this season. Paul Scholes said they're not creative. Palace, the two games you highlighted, Luke, West Ham have been magnificent on the road. They're having a great season, and it was only two reasonably late goals that won it there. Palace on another day would have got at least a point against the mighty Leicester City.
But does that not make it all the more disappointing, though?
Why?
Because they feel like they've done enough to win the game, and they haven't done enough, and they've got no points out those two games.
Well, but the performance was still there, as Pardew said after
it's
the game.
It's a good performance.
Also, is there not an argument that they're running at full capacity and still not getting anything for it? Surely that's got to knock your confidence.
Well, I'm going for Palace on that one.
All right.
I am, and for the aforementioned reasons. I think they're going to cause Man United some problems, and I think Pardew's going to finally find 3 points. We're going to talk more Premier League chat after this.
They're men of the world, not your regular rabble. They love a bit of that. Hashtag travel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble Premier League preview show, sponsored by Bet365. Swansea versus Arsenal. A tricky one, Jim, but Swansea have not been on form recently. Early season, they looked brilliant.
They did. And then they fell away a bit. Then they got a win against Tim Sherwood's Villa. They'll break your arm, them Swans. Yeah. I imagine it's dead.
It's always nice to get that to come. Listen, you're in a bit of a rut. You need a bit of a pick me up. Play a Tim Sherwood team.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
what they're well-trodden for. Path.
I mean, historically, Guns versus Swans, the Gunners versus the Swans, has been a very one-sided affair. But this weekend could be very different. Well, Arsenal on the back of a loss in the League Cup.
Are Swans versus Gunners the endless battle?
It really is, yeah.
Because the Swans keep coming back.
Well, they do. This is the thing. Swansea always give us a difficult time. I think this is going to be a tough game. Swansea away is always a tough game, particularly for Arsenal, because they seem to just know how to play us. They can play us at their own game, and they're pretty good at it. And also, we've just got loads of players missing now.
Suddenly, we're back in this normal
Arsenal, walking wounded crisis. That's not really been a way. We've been lucky with the players it's been affecting in the squad and how we've been able to cope with them. Last season we had Hector Bellerin and Francis Coquelin come through unexpectedly and signed Gabriel in January, and it covered some of those injuries and masked some of those cracks. But we've got nobody for the right now.
But in midweek, didn't you have to replace the same position twice?
Oh my goodness!
In 15 minutes.
I'll tell you what happened for those who didn't see it. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain got injured after about 5 minutes.
Yeah, to be fair though, that was he was just feeling tight in his hamstring. It wasn't a proper injury.
Right. Still out for 5 games.
Yeah.
Still out for 3 seasons.
But then what happened was Walcott immediately started warming up. So then Arsene Wenger stopped him warming up, thought, there's a quick sprinting player who's the history of muscle injuries. I don't think he needs a warm up on a cold October evening. And put him on, and he also got injured. And the point is, Gunners versus Swans is a one-sided battle, but the Gunners aren't going to win without any bullets, are they?
Indeed.
Exactly.
That's true.
And also the Swans are protected by the Queen.
Was it a Swan?
You're bringing chess into it now. I'm getting confused.
Was it the Queen who was it the ring in the neck of? It wouldn't have been a Swan. It was a chicken or something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Grouse. Remember the photo?
Didn't a guy kill a Swan on?
No, she wrung its neck.
She did.
Yes, that was the whole story.
Oh, I'll tell you what happened. She found an injured bird on her estate and she did a decent thing and finished it off. That's basically what happened.
Did she injure the bird?
And then she went, warrior!
Swansea are 15-4 for this game.
She tore its head off and smeared it all over her face. Yeah. And just went, Queen!
Can we speculate what the Queen may or may not have killed? Or we can go back to Swansea Arsenal for legality's sake.
The reason I bring up Swansea being 15-4 is it looks like a big prize to me, given that you, as an Arsenal fan, think that Swansea can beat Arsenal at their own game.
Are you saying Jim's influencing the odds? Well, Jim Campbell said it.
No, I'm just saying, I've Bet365 missed the trick here because Jim, as an Arsenal fan, and I quote, Swansea can play us at our own game and beat us.
They've proven it before. Arsenal have just come off the back of a game in midweek, which was disappointing. They've got some injuries, and it's not just Walcott and Oxlade-Chamberlain. Ramsey's been injured recently. David Ospina, so that gives us less backup at
Arteta.
Goalkeeper. Arteta's out, and there's longer term absentees as well, like Welbeck, Wilshere, and Tomasz Rosicki. Mm-hmm. So
there's your title tilt.
Absolutely. I think the way they may deal with it is to move Alexis from the left to the right, put Santi Cazorla on the left, and then you've got one other coming in midfield, which at the moment looks like it could even be Flamini. So you've got Flamini and Coquelin. Flamini, way less creative.
Flamini looked a good yard off the pace against Sheffield Wednesday. I don't mean that disrespectful to Sheffield Wednesday. They're a good Championship side at the moment, but I mean, he has fallen off a cliff.
But remember the previous.
When you imagine him being a yard off the pace and in a completely wrong position,
that'll mean he's on the piss.
I still think he's living off the high of the previous round of the cup.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Spurs.
His work here is done.
Oh, what? You want me to?
I think it's weird. We've recalled Dan Crowley, who's a very young player from Lona, I believe Barnsley. And
problem solved?
I'm not sure who's going in that midfield.
Could they recall Gnabry back? He's a West Brom and not really
playing about much. That.
Yeah,
it's a shame. It, actually,
I mean, he's a naturally right-sided player.
It must be very reassuring for you, though, Jim, to know that actually, if it comes down to it in January, Wenger will just dip straight in that transfer market.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sort it out. Plug all those gaps. No problem, chaps. I've got this one.
Make it rain.
What is annoying is we genuinely do have two good players for every position, and still the injuries happen. It's just got to be overtraining, isn't it? It's got to be
defensive midfield.
Do you think Wenger just lives in a very untidy house and cannot find the checkbook? He just can't find it.
Probably. Yeah.
I'll be honest.
He's so adamant that he controls everything that he won't admit he's lost it.
Yeah. He's forgotten his own signature, and it won't go through.
Yeah. And it will be, as we said before, like check. The football club's famous for using fax machines, and will pay for players with checkbooks and all that kind of stuff.
They will. Yeah. They will.
Of course they will.
He's forgotten that little key that goes with your bank card. Little calculator.
Absolutely baffled by contactless technology. But this very much involves contact.
Apple Pay, what? Wenger Pay, what?
Yes. You're absolutely spot on. That leads us neatly to Watford versus West Ham. It's kind of a
generous.
It's kind of a London derby, if you will. I'm loving Watford at the minute. They're fabulous.
They're not going to love West Ham coming to town.
They're not going to love that, because West Ham's form is good. But
very winny.
But, Jim, West Ham are used to setting up in a certain way against better opposition. West Ham are the better team here, you would think. You would think, on form and on paper and on history, West Ham are the bigger and better side. But Watford going very, very well.
Well, they lost their last two at home.
Yes, but they did win at Stoke, Watford did. And they've picked up a few decent results. Bearing in mind, they're the new boys, and they were meant to be the whipping boys as well. They are actually doing okay. And Ighalo and Troy Deeney are having a lovely old time.
Deeney getting his first goal is significant for them, isn't it?
It is. Igalo's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Everything they do goes through him, though.
Yeah.
And is there a worry that West Ham will see that?
Well, they'll definitely see it.
Well, indeed, but just focus a lot of their attention on it. You've got a player like Dimitri Payet playing as he is. I think that may be a bit too much for Watford.
And now they've got the weapon of Andy Carroll to bring on.
Indeed.
I like Deeney as a player. I really do. I think the goal he got is a monkey off his back, and that's a huge bonus for him. He's scored goals consistently in the Championship, and there's really no reason now he can't kick on and score. He's 11-5 to score at the weekend, which I think is actually a pretty good price. I mean, players like Deeney, I think... and I've not seen him as much as many other people. He does tend to score goals in bunches, and his record against in the Championship is very consistent. I think he's got 20 goals three seasons in a row. I think I'm right in saying
it's been pretty.
There's no reason that can't translate to a good handful of goals in the Premier League.
Yeah.
So 11-5, I think, is a decent price given that he's got the monkey off his back in terms of not scoring a Premier League goal in his career.
I think this one's, like I said, for the reasons before, it's an interesting one because West Ham decent on the road, but playing poorer opposition, and Watford might actually set up to try and nick it on the counter, which they will do for most games they play. Of course, it's a fascinating one to call, Jim.
Yeah, I think it is going to be a West Ham win. Personally,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
and I don't think
it's a fair prediction.
I don't think it's going to be like a walkover. Watford will certainly be very committed and work very hard. But I think the way West Ham are playing and the quality they've added in the summer is going to tell in games.
West Ham always found it harder at home, and it's been said on more than one occasion by me and other people. They've got such a small pitch. I don't know what the state of play is with Watford, but I'm fairly certain they've not got a massive one. They like space to play in, and it just allows their wide players to get involved. So it's going to be interesting to see whether they can.
I think it's worth pointing out, by the way, that Watford have got the best defence in the bottom half of the table. They've actually had 10 goals in the league this season.
And they're currently above the champions, so they must be doing quite
well. Exactly. You can look down on the champions. What a lovely touch.
Pete, do you think that, you say West Ham's got, they have a small pitch. Do you think that they'd be really good at scout or cub football?
What's scout or cub football?
Well, you know, you ever a cub or a scout?
I was a cub.
Yeah, you remember playing football? It was always so bunchy.
Yeah, I left scouts because I didn't like football.
Left scouts because there wasn't enough ticky-tacker.
I should
with
say,
a sponge ball in an old hall.
Pete, if you were a cub, I mean, the very notion of cub football should be fairly easy for you to work out.
I just thought it was a different thing. Like, I thought you were playing football
against
cubs.
Were you thinking bear cubs?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
I was also a beaver, but less said about that,
you're
the better.
You're still a beaver, in a way.
A massive beaver.
Manchester City versus Norwich is an easier one to call, Luke.
Yeah, it is. I think so. Yeah, I think you'd be a brave man to bet on Norwich to beat Man City at the Etihad, even though they are 11-1 with Bet365. I think that the reason it's great is because people who may not remember, but Man City have got a great record against Norwich. They've scored they've scored more than one hatful of goals against Norwich in the past, in the recent past as well. And of course, they're coming off the back of two big wins at home against Newcastle. Apologies, Pete. And Bournemouth after that.
Yeah. Also, Norwich got spanked by Newcastle.
yeah, it's weird.
So they're just raining goals, and they like giving own goals to Man City. They've scored 3 own goals in their last 4 meetings with them. Did you see Toure's comments recently?
No,
he did a very emotional interview where he said, "I'm very rich and I've won loads of things, but I'm annoyed because I don't get enough credit. Last season I scored 20 goals and got something like 15 assists, and no one gives me any credit." He actually got 11 goals and something like 6 assists.
He's a new Romario.
Says a lot about him, doesn't he? That he's like in his mind, he's basically twice as good as he is and can't be bothered to check.
He could be referencing the season where he did get 20 goals.
No, he was specifically talking about last season in the interview.
He may have got mixed up there, surely, because when he got 20 goals, he and Frank Lampard are the only two midfielders in the Premier League history to have scored 20 goals or more in a season.
Just don't let your form drop then, you know, and people won't criticise you.
He is praised. When Didi Haman said on Match of the Day that he thought Arturo is a bit of a defensive liability, loads of people slagged him off, Haman, for that. Yeah. So everyone really
rates. Player of the year 3 times in a row?
Exactly. Well, maybe he's talking about his critics in England. But Luis Suarez said this after he scored 2 goals for Uruguay against England in the World Cup. I've answered my English critics. No, English critics gave you the player of the season.
Yeah. Rebrand. It was the biting.
It was the biting and the other things that people were criticising you about.
People like new things. You look at Klopp arriving at Liverpool. People like new things. They get excited. When a player's played in the Premier League for a long time, you know, you're not going to get the plaudits he used to. So just...
Is he a bit jealous, though? Because people are now talking about... Well, I don't know. I suppose he's been in the same side as Aguero and Silva for long enough. There's been other big players around him, so maybe not.
But, I mean, he's come from Barcelona as well, where it's, you know, he's never going to be the main man. Maybe it is a bit of that.
True, possibly.
Grow up, crybaby.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
Says me.
Luke, what's the bet of the week?
Yeah, I'm going to stick at this game for the bet of the week this week. I have to apologise to Norwich fans in advance, I guess, because the bet 365 bet of the week this week is Man City -2 to beat Norwich at 13-8. So Man City need to win by 3-0, of course, or 4-1 or something like that. They're imperious midweek. They've been great at home in the league. £50 stake at 13-8 returns £131.25. That's £81.25 profit. All proceeds and winnings go to the excellent Prostate Cancer UK, of course. But remember, you need to be over the age of 18 to bet, and odds are subject to change. Gamble responsibly, and for more information on responsible gambling, go to gambleaware.co.uk.
Yeah, while we're talking to you, Luke, can you give us the hopes and fears of this weekend?
Yes, the hopes and fears of our lovely loyal listeners this week are that Danny Edison has been in touch, having a bit of a dig at me, which I'm fair enough, I can take it. I'm man enough to take it. He says, I'm fearing the £50 bet on another exciting goal fest this weekend, which results in a boring 0-0, which is reference to my Manchester Derby chat last week, which I've again apologised for. McKinley has been in touch saying, I hope we get Remy Garden, the tight, crisp white shirt for all the Ramblers to enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
And then he replies to his own comment saying, oh, damn it, I was thinking of Herve Renard. Herve Renard, Remy Garden, tight white shirts, nipples hard.
Yeah, drink. Yeah.
Very nice. Have we got any more?
Is that haiku?
Yeah, it sounded a bit like one, didn't it? And a few people have been in touch. They'd like to see Klopp get his first league win, but Ned Potter, for example, who clearly is a Liverpool fan, says he fears Chelsea will use this game to do a Leicester and kickstart an amazing run to avoid relegation.
Any fears and hopes from anybody here? One of mine would be, a hope would be fireworks at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
Metaphorical fireworks or figurative fireworks.
I think we might see that, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, referring back to the Arsenal chat, my hope is that we win and come through it unscathed, but my fear is that
everyone will get injured.
We get our arms broken by swans.
Marvellous. Any more for any more? That's it, isn't it? Thank you very much for listening. Steve McLaren.
I'd quite like him to win this weekend.
Yes, that would be a hope for all of us. If you want to get in touch, the email address is show@thefootballramble.com. The website is thefootballramble.com. We're on Twitter @FootballRamble, Instagram and Facebook. You've been listening to the Football Ramble Premier League preview show with Bet365. Say goodbye, Pete.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.